Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
It's time for the section of the show where we take a closer look at the Dublin Sports Club and what it contributes to the community. This week, we are dropping into the Adamstown Cricket Club. I'm delighted to be speaking with founding member Oleg Sivanantham.
Hi, Sean. I'm here. How are you?
Good morning, Oleg. How are you doing? I read...
brilliant.
Good. I read your Facebook page and we did some research. And I have to say, I'm absolutely fascinated. One, that cricket is so strong in your area, and the diversity that's attached to it from all different walks of life. But you might go right back to the start. You're one of the founding members. You might tell us how it started and who came up with the idea and how did you go about putting the club together?
It all happened around 2007, 2008, when the town of Adamstown was formed. And we've been living here since then. So my family, we have a close connection with the local school, Adamstown Educate Together School. And we used to have cricket development offices coming to the area, right?
Yes.
And from that, I think it sprung out. And me and my wife, we called for a meeting of interested people. And, from straight away, we could see there's so much interest, so many people, who play cricket in the community, not just even from the India, Pakistan subcontinent.
Yes.
Also people from Australia, South Africa. There is, Adamstown is a very diverse town. So yes. I think it just fit in straight away. And so we are so delighted that, the club is still continuing to grow. The numbers are going through the roof. So, we are in a very happy place today. Yeah.
And I read, tell the viewers, how many teams have you got between boys and girls, adults and children? I was amazed at the figure that you've amassed.
Yeah, I think even the Facebook number might be untrue because, the numbers have gone up even, from what we had last year. So we have what we call as 9 open competition teams, which are primarily men's adult teams, although women and, boys and girls can play.
Yes.
So that is 9 of them. And then we have 2 women's team this year.
Right.
And we have 19 youth teams. So the numbers are just going up. I mean, there is so much interest in the community. Everybody who is coming in either have some sort of background to the to cricket. And we have an academy which runs 12 months of the year. I call it, the most, the biggest academy in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, but, and tell me just on that.
It's an all-round thing.
Tell us, who does all the coaching? Because it's great to get the kids there. That's definitely a hard bit, and it's great to have the relationship with the school, educate together. But when they all come down the park, albeit different nights, who takes the sessions and, what qualifications goes with coaches to teach kids how to play cricket?
So, I am head of coaching right now.
Okay.
So it kind of falls under me to manage all of this. But we have one professional full-time coach with the club who we employed last year. And but then we have a number of volunteer coaches. So it is a big operation. You are right. It's a massive operation that we have undertook, and it just grown organically. I used to do a lot of coaching myself, but in the last couple of years, we have a professional coach, like I said, and he's a great find. And he's right now, 9 o'clock in the morning, there are already 2 coaches working in the park, working through different age groups. So it is just nonstop. But also we're also developing a lot of transition year students and upwards. So anybody who's come through our academy, they're also starting to help out. So yeah, it is a massive operation.
And from a community perspective, are all the members from Adamstown, or are they, areas outside of Adamstown as well? Or, are they just come directly
primarily
through the
Adamstown
school? Yeah.
Primarily from Adamstown. We work closely with, we started out from the Adamstown Castle Educate Together, but we work closely with all the local schools, the Adamstown Community College as well, where the sports hall, which we use for our academy. So we work with lots and lots of local schools. Even last week, we started working with CP Fola, which is in Very City nice. West.
Yes.
To your question, most of our members come from Adamstown, but we don't restrict ourselves to just purely for region-based or anything. It's definitely, anybody with an interest in cricket, they are welcome.
And give us an indication or an idea of the diversity that's involved in the club. I mean, different nationalities and their parents' nationalities. I know they're all Irish at this stage. But we'll be talking about 10 or 12 or, different countries, or what would be the background in general?
Yeah, I would say around that. Yeah, but going to the schools, the diversity is just, increases. And, it is, we don't have we don't even know, what that number is right now, but it is with anybody who has interest in cricket, they're all open and welcome. And and our aim is to produce the internationals for tomorrow for Ireland. So
very, very good.
Yeah, so we're working.
And I see you've won a couple of competitions since your foundation.
Last year, we won our under-17 league and cup finals. We reached the cup finals in the under-17, under-11, under-9. We reached, we were the winners, and our men's first and last team, and the first team and the eighth team both won their division last year. So yeah, a number of silverware through the years. It's certainly, a lot to cheer on. Also, we were nominated for, we were the Emerging Club of the Year.
Very good.
In 2018. There was a Cricket Ireland Award, Emerging Club of the Year in Ireland in 2018. Last year, in 2023, we were nominated for Club of the Year. So, very greatly honored and proud to get all those nominations and awards.
Excellent, excellent. And I suppose last question, you're always looking for membership, I'm sure. How can you be contacted?
Yes.
Because, there are a lot of people in Ireland who would may have played cricket but have given it up and maybe living nearby. Have you any contact where we could, we'll put it up on our Facebook page here as well, but how best would you be contacted?
Yeah. I think the easiest thing is Facebook, but you are on Twitter, Instagram. We have our handles, so I can certainly pass that on. But you can contact us through our Facebook page. Great. That we have a very active website as well where you can go and contact us. I can put all the numbers and emails as well.
Excellent.
To you. Yeah.
Oleg, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a great story and its origins, etc. So thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having us.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.